There is lots of preparation that goes into the National FFA Convention and Expo, including turning Lucas Oil Stadium into the convention center. Nearly 70,000 people will be here on Wednesday to watch the opening session and the officer speeches. As Lucas Oil prepares, let's see what the officers are doing to get ready for their big week.
Over 19 hours of content is memorized by six officers to prepare for general sessions beginning Wednesday. Here's Carter Howell, National FFA Southern Region Vice President, sharing tips on what he did to prepare for memorizing all the scripts.
We get to write all of the scripts for conventions, and then kind of as we get here closer to convention, as we lead up to the event, we get to go in and memorize all that content, which is really, really fun, but also challenging at the same time. I just go line by line, I say one line until I remember it, and then I add that next line on, and then I add that next line. And little by little, it seems like it's gonna be really hard and impossible at the beginning, but with more practice and more practice, you make a lot of progress.
Their audience varies by age, from middle schoolers to college students, traveling from all over the country and U.S. territories for this event. Morgan Anderson, National FFA Eastern Region Vice President, shares her thoughts.
National convention's really interesting because the demographics on it are that for a lot of students, it's a one-and-done experience, just because, you know, it's a lot for students to travel from California or Maine or from Florida or New Mexico. So it's really important that when we analyze our audience, how can we give them the most bang for their buck if we know that this is the only time they might come?
These speeches are the officers' last hurrah and a way for them to present their final words of wisdom. Morgan and Carter shared with us how they hope to impact the audience through their speeches.
I hope that what I share will resonate with the audience in a large way in how we do that in FFA. I think about, okay, if this is the only time that they will get to experience convention, what can I deliver to them that will check all the boxes and leave them satisfied with their experience? What's engaging? What's entertaining? What's appealing? And I think that's really how you can really flow that content into the direction you want.
You know, one thing I've learned in my year is we are all a lot more similar than we are different, even if it's sometimes hard to recognize that. So something I try and do is think about when I was a 16-year-old or 17-year-old FFA member in those seats, I was attending the same convention. What is the message that I needed to hear?
The entire year, the officers have been getting to know members in different chapters to gain insight on the messages they need to prepare. Here's what Carter had to say on speaking with members of different chapters and how it's impacted them.
You get to travel as a national officer. You get to meet a lot of different people and hear their perspectives, their opinions, what they're going through. So, you know, those messages that we get to hear, and then we can either bring to life throughout convention or at our board meetings and those things, we really take those to heart. So getting to meet so many FFA members this year that are amazing has really made us better as people. So we're happy to be able to share those messages with all those other amazing FFA members that will be at convention and watching at home.
For these officers, this is their final event and the end of their national officer year of service. Carter and Morgan reflected on their time as FFA officers and saying goodbye.
It's actually really special because kind of when you get elected to the national office and you're in that whirlwind of events, you do some media interviews, and then the next day you get to have breakfast with the team that just retired. And then the next thing you do after that, after you say goodbye to your parents, is you come to this place. And then it's really full circle at the end of the year. We get to come back here to this great space that provides us an opportunity to really reconnect as a team, to practice on the things that we need to for a convention, and come back to the common space where that journey did begin.
On one note, like, yes, I am ending my FFA career, right? 7 years in the making, but at the same time, like, we're putting on the biggest celebration of the year, which I think is really cool. And honestly, I feel really lucky because at any given point in FFA, there are only six individuals in the entire organization that get to end their FFA career in the best way possible.
For more information or to check out any of the expo, check out FFA.org. I'm Hallie Reeves reporting.